Many in the professional community have learned the importance of using care and foresight before posting personal material to their Facebook pages or to their Twitter accounts. With the rise of social media, what we make public in these forums is no longer just a fun and useful way to maintain connection with our friends and family. It has also become a useful way for others to check up on us and to garner information about our personal lives. Most people are aware that what they make public may, at some point, come back to haunt them. But what about private information that can only be accessed by users themselves? Two areas in which the issue of access to private, password-protected material have come to the legal fore are discovery for trial purposes and employer access to prospective employee accounts. In two cases in 2010, courts walked the line on privacy-protected material, but ultimately denied motions to force plaintiffs to turn over their Facebook and MySpace usernames and passwords. Last year, however, a Pennsylvania court in McMillan versus Hummingbird Speedway took the extra step over the line. McMillan was a race car driver who was injured in a race. He sued the venue of the race, Hummingbird Speedway. Before trial, Hummingbird Speedway demanded that McMillan turn over his Facebook and MySpace usernames and passwords as part of the discovery process to see if there was any information in his accounts that would contradict the nature of the injuries that he claimed. Here, the court held that there was no guarantee of confidentiality to username and password information, and it granted Hummingbird Speedway's request, compelling McMillan to turn over the information. As concerning as it may be to think that bringing a lawsuit leaves one exposed to opposing parties gaining carte blanche to all of one's personal online information, greater concern has been brewing over a new practice by employers and college admissions personnel who demand username and password information from job applicants and college admission candidates. In the wake of such a practice, Facebook has threatened to sue employers engaging in such a practice, citing Facebook's user agreement, which specifically prohibits sharing passwords. Since requesting password information violates Facebook's terms of use, it may also be that employers are in violation of federal criminal law when using the user's password to gain private information. The Stored Communications Act prohibits intentional access to electronic information without authorization. If violating Facebook's terms of use constitutes an unauthorized access, employers who demand prospective employee passwords and then go forward to use the information to gain access to private information could violate this act. In case those factors are not enough to end the practice of demanding prospective employees' social media passwords, new legislation has been introduced in Congress to put an end to it. The Social Networking Online Protection Act, or SNOPA, prevents employers, schools, and universities from demanding usernames and passwords from current employees and students or prospective ones. Representative Elliot Engel explains this applies to websites such as Facebook, MySpace, and Twitter, and also protects email and any other personal user-generated content. The Senate is currently working on its own version of the bill and has already garnered the support of Senators Schumer and Blumenthal. So, although social networking seems to have brought about new ways to infiltrate people's private lives, it also seems that awareness is spreading that individuals' private online space is an integral part of their private lives and should be treated as such. I'm Jay Kasin.